inside my head, I want to drown my sorrow. No tomorrow, no tomorrow. And I find it kind of funny, I find it kind of sad. The dreams in which I'm dying are the best I've ever had. I find it hard to tell you, cause I find it hard to take. When people run in circles, it's a very, very mad world.
Yes, that was Alex Parks and the Mad World. That was the name of the song, and it's off Alex Parks' 2003 album, Introduction. Check it out. This is The Pete for the 666 cast, episode 61, from website 666, amazingly enough. Well, it's been a big week for my home state, which is actually my home state. I was born in New York, not New York City, but New York State, just actually about 20 minutes north of here, where I live now. But we legalized gay marriage. Isn't that awesome? I mean, that's amazing. That's the coolest thing that's happened in quite some time in politics. It's incredible that, you know, we've actually recognized here in this state that marriage is marriage, regardless of the number of penises involved. Well, really, you know, we don't like more than two involved, but you know what I mean. Yeah, so I mean, I have gay friends. I have always, I think, had gay friends, certainly as an adult, and it's cool that they get to get married. I mean, I think that's awesome. I think that's a wonderful thing. And as I record this, there is a massive parade, or at least it's my understanding that there's a massive parade going on down on Broadway, way down towards the Village, I guess. Because it happens to be Gay Pride Week, or Pride Week, I guess. Yeah, so New York State really gave the gay community an awesome gift to celebrate. If I was a younger man, I'd probably be down there just shooting some of the revelry and stuff on video, because it's awesome that they're getting to celebrate, and it's got to be kind of a crazy scene, and I love me some crazy scenes. But I'm older now, so I don't really feel like getting in the middle of it unless it's you know, something like a protest, or you know, something that's a little more crossing the spectrum of the American experience, which I guess gay rights kind of does, simply because, like I said, I've always known somebody who was gay. And you probably do too, whether you know it or not, since, you know, gays have been around for a long time, and they're everywhere, you know, and that's not good, that's not bad, it just is, and that's fine. But what does this have to do with, my usual angle on, society, the sort of poking in the sensibilities, especially since, you know, gay marriage is becoming much more of an acceptable thing across the country. I don't know about the rest of the world, but certainly in America, it's growing. Its acceptability is growing. Yeah, this isn't really anything to speak out. I mean, about. I don't need to go on about it. I mean, anybody listening to this podcast knows, or probably already agrees with me that, you know, of course, gay marriage should be legal. What the hell? Why wouldn't it be? You know, but I do have an angle. I do have an angle here. Because I feel like the trick is, we shouldn't be worried about it in the first place. We shouldn't be worried about marriage at all in the first place. And that's what's frustrating to me as a person who believes in, you know, independence and individuality and also community. The government is supposed to be for the people, by the people. They should generally be minding their own business and only legislate when rights are infringed. So what's the whole thing on marriage anyway? Why do we need to have marriage be something that is sanctioned by the government in the first place? Gay, straight, regardless. You know what I mean? I don't even like straight, because that suggests gays are crooked. Gay or not. Gay or not gay. Gay or non-gay. Un-gay. No, that would be weird. I don't know what that means. You know what I mean? So it's like, why does the government sanction marriage at all? And I think I've actually talked about this on the 666 cast before. And it still puzzles me. And I don't understand why people are running around going, I want the government to recognize my marriage. And it's like, why, dude? If you love your guy or you love your girl, whoever you are, whether you're gay or not, isn't that all that matters? You know? And I just find it, you know, sad that we're running around trying to get the approval of some, organizational body that shouldn't have a right to discriminate against us in the first place. It shouldn't have that power over us in the first place. Government should not have authority over us to legislate whether or not we are even married. It's none of their damn business. And, you know, this way, it is just a religious thing. It is just a spiritual thing between you and the person you want to spend the rest of your life with. You know, and I don't, it's just running around in circles. And that's why I ran that song, Mad World, at the beginning of the podcast this week, because it's a mad world looking around. And this is true about all sorts of issues. I look at all sorts of people freaking out about all sorts of things, and I'm just like, why do you give a shit about that? Who cares? You know? Al-Qaeda's gonna get us. Oh my god, I don't wanna die in a terrorist explosion. You know what? You won't. Stop freaking out. You know? I know people who are still afraid of like 10,000 guys in the desert with no fucking funds, no fucking military, or very little funds and less military. We weren't this scared of the Russians back in the 80s. We weren't. You know? We didn't need the Patriot Act in 1985 to protect us from Soviet spies. Yet there actually were Soviet spies. You know? So it baffles me when I look around, and it's frustrating. It makes me mad. It seems like a mad world when I look around me and I see everybody running in circles trying to protect themselves from invisible threats, threats that don't exist. Gay marriage doesn't make your marriage less valuable or less strong. You make your marriage less strong. Whether you're gay or straight, by worrying about what other people are up to in their own private lives. Yeah, granted, if they're infringing on somebody else's rights, that's something to care about. If they're abusing their kids or, you know, stealing from their neighbor or whatever, you know, that's bad. But whether they're sucking somebody's cock or doing some drugs or whatever, that doesn't affect you. You know? If drugs were legal and the government licensed or taxed them like they do cigarettes, the government would have a lot more money, which would solve some problems, and there would be no drug crime because it would all be legal, or nearly all of it. You know, there'd still be people running black market drugs, but And some drugs should remain not necessarily illegal, but harder to get. You know, some drugs are horrible, like crack. You know, crack should not be legalized, or if it is, it should be so licensed to the extent where, you know, we make it safe. You know, and that's another question: is why don't we throw some, you know, big pharma money at it and at the drug problem and make drugs safe, so we can get the euphoric high and not the physical or the health issues that come with it. But that's a whole other thing. The point is, everybody's running around in circles. And for what? You know? And it's like, oh, you know, Bob and Steve, or I guess I should make the joke, Adam and Steve. Not Adam and Eve, remember that one? That old chestnut. You know, so Adam and Steve, they want to get married. Why? Why can't they just get married in their church? Or, you know, exchange vows? Or just commit to one another? Why do they need the government to say, we recognize you as a valid couple? Why does anybody? You know, well, it's the benefits. The benefits that come with you know, having a marriage license and a marriage in the eyes of the government. Well, what others are those benefits? You know, it's like, oh, well, tax breaks. You get tax breaks when you're married. You can file jointly and you get tax breaks. And it's like, well, okay, that's nice, but why are those tax breaks there? Why do we need those tax breaks? Are they that huge? Are they that massive? A few hundred bucks? I mean, for most of us? I mean, I guess that's both a lot and a little. But to me, it's like, really? You're going to let $100 stand between you and being married, being ultimately committed or ultra committed to your significant other, just to get some fucking tax breaks? That seems fucked up. You know? I don't need tax breaks to know I love my wife. You know? But that seems to be what this is about. But it's not just tax breaks. It's also health insurance. The government has to sanction your marriage in order for you to get health benefits. And I think that's messed up too. You know, I think health, I mean, I've already spoken out about this in the 666 cast. We should have a UK style national health service. You know, that way that would also be a non-issue. You know, and so it's like, but we don't, and I understand that. And so people want to be able to be married, or gay couples want to be married so they can, so if one is working and the other isn't, the one that is working can have benefits that will cover the other. But my thought is, that system is unfair too. You know, I remember Michael Moore used to have a show back in the 90s. Was it The Awful Truth? I think that's what it was called. On it, I believe this was that show, they featured a story of a guy who was working on his house with a buddy. They weren't gay or anything, they weren't boyfriends or, you know, illegal husbands or whatever the hell you'd call it. They were just friends, and the one guy, or both of them, were working on the house, and the friend of the guy who owned the house fell off a ladder and fell like a story and a half and hurt himself really badly and needed to be rushed to the hospital. The catch is, his friend did not have health benefits. So they rushed him to the hospital, and knowing his friend didn't have health benefits, he basically filled in all the paperwork saying, that's me. Essentially donating his own identity to his friend so his friend could get benefits. Now, why is that a bad thing? And he got in trouble for it, and I don't remember the specifics, but he got in trouble for it, and I don't know why that's significant. I don't know why it matters that he basically gave his benefits to this guy. You know? He needed them. He needed these benefits. And it's against the policy because they weren't married. Well, you know? I mean, it's like, he'd be able to get the medical care that he needed. And what would be wrong with that? Well, because they're not married. Well, they can't get married because they're friends. And why does it matter? You know, it's like his wife, the guy who owned the house, his wife did not need the benefits at that time. But if she had fallen off the ladder, she'd get coverage. What difference does it make? A person needs health care. You know? Fucking give him the health care. You know, why do we have to be married in order for a person we care about to get health care? You know, oh, well, it would be, you know, the insurance companies couldn't afford it, blah, blah, blah. Well, then let's switch to an NHS system. Let's get a real health care system going and make sure that everyone gets the health care they need. See, if we actually functioned like a rational civilization, 90% of the shit that we worry about wouldn't exist. We wouldn't be worrying about it. It wouldn't be an issue. You know? And so it's just like really frustrating when I feel like our society is so ass backwards, or bass ackwards, however you want to put it, and it's creating problems. And rather than solving those problems, we want to create new laws that sort of allow us to skirt the problems. So rather than saying, you know, hey, it shouldn't matter whether I'm married or not, this person should get health care. You know, this person I care about should get health care. So, what do we do? I mean, how do we do? How do we change any of this? I don't know. As an individual, I feel completely stuck. You know? I mean, what am I supposed to do? Stop working? Just so I can organize a movement? Sacrifice my own choices in life? Or is there a leader out there that will actually represent us? Us logical thinkers, us rational people who look at the world and think, why does it work this way? Let's change this shit. You know? And I think this is sort of the ultimate, the sort of greatest trick that government has played on us as a people. The institution of government, not just the American government, but it's the sort of mission creepiness of government. And I think this is happening around the world as well, as governments, you know, sneak into corners of our lives where they don't belong. You know, I mean, let's think about this. What is the government here for? What does the government do that is so useful? Why do we need the government? I mean, there's that old saying, you know, it's like the smartest thing the devil could ever do was convince people that he doesn't exist, right? Of course, that's bullshit, but whatever. I mean, but the idea behind it is sound. Like, if you can convince somebody, if you're a problem for somebody, you can convince them that you're not a problem, then that's awesome. You can just wreak havoc. And that's what a lot of government has done. You know, and it's just like, oh, you need us to protect you against Al-Qaeda because they're an evil force and they blew up some buildings on September 11th, 2001, and they'll do it again. It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. You know, and they trump this shit up and make us think, oh God, keep us safe. 10,000 guys in the desert who are extremists and they might get lucky. It happened once. Yeah, well, my mom won the lottery once. You know how many times she's played it since then? So that's the trick. Government has convinced us that we need it to do things that we don't need it to do. What do we need it to do? We need it to protect us from threats, both internal and external. So like crime. Crime is internal, right? What kind of crime? Well, any kind of crime, really. Because all crime, or most crime, tends to infringe on our rights as individuals. And that's the main thing we need government for, is to protect our rights as individuals. But let me get more specific. Crime can be both an individual and corporate. So you've got your individual criminals, who are the guys that break into your house and steal your TV, or your laptop, or whatever. Then you've got the corporate criminals, who do all sorts of crazy shit on Wall Street, or, you know, like the Coca-Cola company. A bunch of years ago, they built a factory on some Asian Indian land and used their local water to make Coca-Cola to sell, not just to that village but elsewhere in India. And they had promised to deliver new water to them, and apparently they didn't. See, so that's corporate crime. See, we need to stop our corporations based in America from doing shit like that. And that's not happening. That's what where government is needed and isn't. Where else do we need government? We need government threats to defend us from threats from external sources like terrorists. Sure, I'm not saying Al-Qaeda isn't a threat. I'm not saying we shouldn't go after them and try to stop them. But do we need the Patriot Act? Do we need our butt cracks searched at the airport? I don't think so. You know? And not that anybody's done that specifically. I mean, it wouldn't surprise me if they had. They've had ball sacks searched. But anyway, the point is, we do need government for some things. And of course, if any country decides to bomb us and invade us or attack us or whatever, yes, obviously, we need government to do things like that. You know? But that's not all we need government for. We need government for things like infrastructure. You know, building streets and bridges and tunnels and municipal buildings and things like that, community centers and highways, I think I've already said that. We need government for stuff like that, too. And that's important. And that's what we're not getting done anymore. There were bridge disasters think we had a couple bridge disasters last year. I want to say it was in Boston, I think, or it might have been in Chicago. I forget. Anyway, a chunk of bridge fell on some traffic, rush hour traffic, and it's because the bridge hadn't been maintained properly, obviously. And it's just stuff like that, you know. And it's like, look at the subway in New York City. I mean, it's cleaner than it was when I was a kid. So I give them credit for making progress, but it's still pretty disgusting. One time I tripped on my way up the steps from the platform, and my hand actually touched the ground of a subway station, and it was revolting. It was absolutely revolting. It was like this disgusting grease film, and I didn't do anything with that hand until I got home and scrubbed it madly, because this floor is disgusting, you know? And so why don't we clean that shit up? Why do we have to travel in that style? And it's like, that's why they've been hiking up, you know, subway fare. But, you know, they haven't cleaned anything. I mean, they pressure spray or water spray, whatever, you know, the subway platforms supposedly every so often. But it's obviously not enough. So we need more of that. We need more infrastructure. And that's, like I said, it's not getting paid for. It's not getting done. You know, because we're too busy, you know, New York City is too busy putting up, you know, police towers and you know, making sure that, you know, New Yorkers see the police presence, you know, in all the major tourist traps, you know. I was at a Starbucks a few months ago at Lincoln Center, and I saw like a stream of cop cars just go by Lincoln Center. They weren't blowing their horns or they're blowing their sirens or anything. They just drove by, and a couple of them pulled over in front of Lincoln Square or Lincoln Center. And I'm like, what is that about? They weren't arresting anybody. They weren't running around or doing anything. They just were sitting there. And it's like, okay, right. What's that about? You know? So we spend all this money on stuff that doesn't seem to be that important, ultimately. I mean, obviously it's important that we have police because there's crime. And that's fine. But I don't know what a giant police Winnebago in front of the Empire AMC Theater down on, 34th Street, you know, a couple blocks from Times Square, I don't know what that does. I don't know what surveillance towers do. I mean, I'm fine with walking around and having, you know, cops, beat cops, walking around on the ground, looking, keeping the peace, as it were. That's fine. But do we need sentry towers? Do we need giant, you know, Winnebagos with police spray painted on the side with, you know, antennas and stuff? I don't think so. I think I'd rather have better schools. That's the other thing. There's got to be a baseline education right as well as a baseline healthcare right. And that's another thing we don't have. You know, I mean, sure, we've got, you know, public schools and all that. But, you know, if you think they're being funded enough, you know, you're not paying attention. You know, certainly, I mean, there's the class gap where you get the rich people, the rich folks get to send their kids to rich schools, private schools. And those are obviously well funded. You know, here in New York, the sort of upper middle class yuppie pastime, white yuppie pastime, and I'm sure minorities as well, it's New York, for Christ's sake, the pastime is to, you know, when you have kids, you have to start getting the applications out to various schools. No, not college. No, well, yes, high school, but also middle school, elementary school, kindergarten, and preschools all have application processes that all the best schools in New York do. And it's like, yes, you have to apply to get into good schools. That's fucked up. You're a child. You should be able to go into a school and learn and be taught. But this is the world we live in, where capitalism rules, where the bottom line is what all that matters. It's not about human rights. It's strictly about what the market feels like providing to us for the price it feels like asking. And it's not about what we can afford, because they don't care about what we can afford, clearly. Or else good schools would be cheaper, right? High demand for good schools, right? Well, that's a whole other thing. We don't really value education very much these days anymore either. But the point is, government is totally creeping away from what it should be paying attention to. You know, so it's worried about gay marriage, and it's worried about abortion, and it's worried about, you know, invading other countries, and it's worried about drugs, and it's worried about all these things that, you know, are really ultimately a waste of time and have nothing to do with anything that matters. And, I mean, yeah, you could draw some tangential connections, but only because things are illegal. You know? And it's like, let's face it. Human life isn't... It isn't valueless. But it is kind of cheap. You know? So abortions... It's silly to be against abortion if you think it's okay to go to into other countries and kill people who threaten you. Because they have a right to life as well. So... It's just silly. And so why the government feels that it needs to stick its nose into every person's life and say, you can get married, you can't. You can get an abortion, you can't. You know? It doesn't make any sense to me. Government is there to protect our rights as individuals. And the fact that we spend all this time running around going, oh, but I want to get gay married. Yeah, go ahead. What are you waiting for? Just so you can get a tax break and health benefits? No, campaign for health care for all. And then you and your spouse will have health care. And that benefits everyone, not just the portion of the American populace that is gay. You know? And so I'm not saying that gays are all selfish, but because I think the media and the government have together framed the issue in a way that says, this is your solution. See, in this little tiny box, this is your solution. You need to legalize gay marriage. Good luck with that. And so, you know, bit by bit, 1/50th of the country at a time, state-wise, we are slowly legalizing gay marriage. Which, you know, in the short term, in the immediate, is great. But in the long term, wouldn't it be better to spend that time, instead of campaigning for gay marriage, campaigning for national health care? You know? How about that? And how about instead of campaigning for gay marriage, campaign for national health care and maybe some sort of, you know, a legal document that would be like a partnership that you could form, not just with a spouse or a significant other, but with anybody you want to have as a life partner, whether sex is involved, whether love is involved or not. You know, like, so say some guy is down on his luck and you know, and he's homeless and you don't want him to suffer and he doesn't have health care, but you trust him, he's a nice guy, you like him. Maybe you could sign a document, sign a contract and say, okay, my benefits are now your benefits. You know, and maybe you can only have that contract one person at a time. So you can't just say, hey, Bob fell off my house, I want to give him health care. You know what I mean? So instead of it being such a rigid, structured thing, let's create something new. You know? And let marriage, who you love, who you're committed to, be in your hands and in the hands of your church or your synagogue or whoever, whatever you believe. Because that's where marriage should be. Because I didn't check with the government to make sure it was okay when I married my wife. When she and I exchanged our vows, we didn't check with the government and go, oh, is this okay? Because I don't give a shit. Because I love her. You know? And that's all that matters to me, and that's all that matters to her. So that's all that matters, that's all that should matter for anybody. And so we waste our time when we only think of the first thing we see in front of us. See, and that's the other thing, is that we're so tricked into thinking shallowly. You know, we're so busy running around trying to survive that we solve the immediate problem, but we don't look at the big picture. You know, so we, like I said, we're running around trying to legalize gay marriage when we realize that the reasons we want gay marriage to be legal are really not based on fairness. They're based on a situation that is not fair. I hope that makes sense. Anyway, okay, so this is the gay marriage episode of the 666 Cast. But thank you very much for listening. This has been the 666 Cast from Website 666, and I'm the Pete. Hopefully poking you in your sensibilities a little bit, making you rethink how you look at the world a little bit, or a lot, hopefully. Thanks for listening. If you want to read or listen to more episodes like this, check out website 666.com. Subscribe to the feed. You can swing by the web store 666 which is website666.com/webstore666. Pick up a t-shirt or something, or a mug with the logo on there. I'd appreciate it. Support the cause a little bit. Feel free to contact me on the Twitter. I am both website666 at Twitter and also the Pete. You can also just swing by website666 and click on the Ask Me Something link. Or you can call the hotline, 740-297-6666. One. That's three sixes. I think that's an extra one. 740-297-6661. All right. Thank you very much for listening. I will see you again in a week. The Pete, signing off.